Chasing Big Joe here on this Friday, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Always enjoy our conversations with our next guest. The CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, the president on Twitter, is on the line with us. Sean, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm probably like you guys, but good morning. Thanks for having me on. Do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Before we get into business, I want to ask that because you know how this show works. Sometimes we'll ask a question and then there are different tentacles of it that happen. So we asked our question of the day that turned into what it was, what rabbit holes have you gone down lately? Like we all get caught up in, you know, learning about something and it just kind of takes you down a rabbit hole. And one of our listeners said, finding out the most heard voice ever, like in the world. And that just got Joe and I thinking. So like the most iconic voice that you can remember, how would you answer that question?
Imus in the Morning, Don Imus, 660 WABC.
That's a good one. We had a few people say Casey Kasem. You know, it was
one. There you go. You still hear him.
Yeah.
Or Bob Shepard, the Yankees, PA announcer, being they recorded him forever now with a few players, Derek Jeter, when he was still doing his intros even after he passed away. But I did need to correct you guys. I heard you say that the biggest win in presidential history was Ronald Reagan's. You forgot George Washington pitched a shutout against Tom Adams.
That's a good point.
He got 100% of the Electoral College.
That's the first time
it's ever happened.
That is a good point. A very good point.
Those are my rabbit holes. Just like yours, it's funny. I spent a lot of time on voter turnout. I'm always curious about it each election. So, yeah. I've had a lot of sleepless nights lately, like a lot of our fans, players, coaches, employees.
Yeah, I know, and let's get into that. And I appreciate you and you know your honesty and accountability and those things. Look, if you knew how to fix all this, if you knew the answers to why things aren't going the way that you all had hoped they would, it'd already be fixed. That's what I always laugh when people are like, "Well, what's wrong?" Well, if you knew that, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So I know it is frustrating, but
it is, and you know why it's frustrating? Because we all know that we have a better team. Right. When I say we all, I'm literally talking about all of Smashville. You know, every one of our players, every one of our coaches, every fan, every partner. I mean, everyone knows that we're better than what we're showing right now. And we got to, you know, as Barry said, July 1st, you know, that night we're sitting around after just an incredible frenzy of a day. He said, you know, our job now is we have to learn to be a good team together. And he said it's going to take, you know, 10, 15 games, and we'll find our game. And when we do, then we'll build on it. And then once we're a good team, we can take steps forward. Well, we're not there yet, obviously. But the way you solve it is you are impatiently patient. I know it sounds so silly, but we have too much talent and too much, you know, leaders on this team to not continue to figure it out. And you hear Bruno talk and Barry talk about frustrations. Everyone's frustrated. The real key is, you know, you guys have been frustrated in your lives. What do you do when you're frustrated? You either get desperate and do things that probably aren't going to help you, or you get really reflective on what you need to do slightly differently. How do you help the guy next to you do things differently? And ideally, that's where we are with most of our people throughout the organization. So we'll get out of it. There's no doubt about it. But good gosh, let it happen now. Maybe last night was like our Dallas game of last year. Get to come home, get some Smashville cooking on Saturday night in Smashville, big win, and then go on a nice road trip and let these guys gel.
You use the word patience, but how much of the word trust has to come into this too? And what I mean by that is, you know, the ownership group trusts you, and obviously Michelle is, you know, kind of there at the top. You trust Barry and Bruno and all of them to get the job done. And so many times you hear people when you're, you know, a team's in a situation like this, well, fire this guy and fire that guy. To me, it's got to be trust that you're going to trust each other to help you get through this and work together. So How do you show that trust that you have for Barry and Bruno specifically to get out of this?
Well, you just talk, and you talk with all the right elements and not what happened, what are you going to do, what's happening here. It's about, hey, what can I do to help? And sometimes it's just talking about anything but the game. You know, so Barry and I talk every day. You know, when he's on the road and I'm not, you know, we'll call in the morning and normally late afternoon or before the game, send some text to Bruno. Bill Haslam and I talk almost every day, either, you know, via text back and forth or a couple phone calls a day. And it's, you know, you're going over, you know, maybe who's injured or dinged up, what the lineup's going to look like, and you point out, you know, why, what could happen in this game that maybe gives you that rung of the ladder to step forward on. But yeah, I mean, it's trust, it's impatient patience, and it's just knowing that we have a lot of really good people that are all committed to doing something together. And I've been with a lot of organizations over the years that were struggling, and you saw everyone fractured pretty early on. And you'd sit there and see, like, well, what happened? How are you guys not pulling together to get us out of this hole? And that's what I'm really, really encouraged about. You know, you see the way our coaching staff and our hockey operations staff and obviously Barry are all working together to figure this out. And, yeah, like, tomorrow's Hockey Fights Cancer. It's one of our really positive nights of the year over a bad situation. But to see how the players get into that, sometimes that helps dig out of the hole. So it's continuing doing all the good things we do and then working on the dynamics of the game. And right now it's the entire roster. You know, needs to continue to work together to figure out different results.
We are talking to Sean Henry, the Nashville Predators. And I'm actually going to have a serious question for once for you, Sean, if you don't mind.
Well, first of all, Joe, congratulations. Last time I was on, your daughter was having a baby, and best thing in the world. Congratulations.
Well, I was going to end this with thank you to you and Michelle and Bill for the beautiful package that you sent me for my granddaughter. I'm going to send you a thank you note, but I just want to tell you publicly, thank you. That meant a lot to me and my family. So this is how great your organization and your team is and your staff. So thank you for that, Sean.
Well, thank Beth in that card, because she's the one that does everything.
I will do that. All right, my question is, you've been around this long enough, right, to get ahead of the message. And, you know, like by Barry Trotz coming on with Jared each week on our radio station, I know you know how valuable that is. But for the fans, Sean, that is just so invaluable to hear the general manager, like he's talking to you or us, like, here's what's going on, and we're all on the same page together. I'm not sure if you guys know how wonderful and valuable that is when a guy like Barry Trotz does it or when you come on and do that. It's really important, I think, to the fan base.
Yeah, it is. And we had a fan event last night. You know, all of our season ticket holders got jerseys this year. And last night was the first pickup night or a watch party. It was amazing. There were like 1,000 people that stayed for the entire game. And they're all pretty, you know, positive. They give a lot of feedback, a lot of good ideas. You know, obviously everyone's frustrated. But when I got here, I don't know, 15-ish years ago, Barry was our coach, and I just loved the way he approached things. And, you know, I just tried to make myself as accessible as possible. And, you know, I like sitting in the seats for our games, like wandering around the building, because at the end, I'm still a 12-year-old kid, right? Like, you're still a fan of the game, and there's nothing more fun than talking about sports. I mean, really nothing more. And then for me, there's nothing better than talking about, you know, Preds hockey. So I think it's important. We're all in this together. You know, there are a lot of organizations where the leaders of the organization get on private elevators or have security, and they run to a private box or the press box. I don't understand that. I mean, we have 17,000 people every single night that come out and give us good feedback and support and encouragement. And tomorrow night, when our players get introduced, they're going to be on their feet. They're going to be applauding our guys. There's going to be standing ovation. Something unique is going to happen in our bowl from our fans. They're going to, you know, push our players forward. And that's what I love about Smashville. And it really is one whole group working together, fans, players, staff, employees, everyone. It's special. And, again, you know, I've worked in New York, Detroit, St. Louis, the Little D.C., and obviously Tampa for a long time. All wonderful places. Enjoyed every stop I've ever had. But there's nothing like Smashville. I mean, absolutely nothing. It's such a cool place to be. Because when you engage properly, and I think we do, we can always be better, you get great feedback, but better than that, you have a family in our building every single night. And, you know, the other night when we lost at home, people are leaving and, like, saying thank you to me or, hey, don't worry, we'll be okay. I'm like, you know, I don't have a terminal disease. I know we're going to be okay. Right. But it's nice. I mean, it really, really is. And at the same time, you know what? They want what you want and what I want, Barry wants, Bruno, and every player wants. Let's start winning some games and let's have a little bit more fun. And ideally qualify for the playoffs and then get out of the way. That's what it's about.
Yeah, and I, you know, in the brutal honesty, look, they're not playing well. I mean, so we know they're not playing well, but to see fans mad, I think is a good thing because, look, you grew up in New York. You know how fans get upset. They're passionate about their team, and they spend money. They love the hockey team. They go to the games. They're invested. And if you hide and don't talk to the fans, well, they get even more upset. But this way, when they realize, all right, I know they're trying hard. The GM's talking about it. The CEO's talking about it. I'm telling you, it has a far-reaching effect than just coming on the radio and talking to these two bozos right here.
No, they do care. And I love the fact that everyone was excited this summer about the moves we made. Everyone expected a lot more coming out of the chute, which did concern us. I mean, what the guy kept saying was, it's going to take a little bit of time to, you know, gel together. We didn't expect this start, you know, period. Let's be honest. But I love the fact that our fans expect a parade in June. And I can't wait till we have that hot parade, right? It's going to be awesome. But to talk about a parade today is a little silly. What we need to do is finish what Barry said July 1st. Let's learn how to be a good team and then build on that. And ideally that starts, again, you know, tomorrow night. It's always rough to play back-to-back road games. You know, and not that the teams we played are very good, right? Just the Stanley Cup champions and the Capitals were on a tear. But you got to play everyone and you got to beat the best teams and make sure you win the games with the teams that quote-unquote are below you. And that's what we need to do. We just got to start taking these games one at a time. We always divide the season up in groups of five, right? We're 0-5, 3-1-1, and I guess we're 1-2-1 right now in this five, or I might be off by a game. But we need to get on a stretch. We need to happen what happened last year in the spring. When we went out, we had whatever it was, 18-game point streak. Time to get that back, because that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a ton of fun.
Bruno talks about joyful hockey. And, you know, when things are fun and upbeat, everything is better. And as things are better, you're getting results from people that are just bigger and better than you thought they could be. And that's the same, whether it's in your boardroom or you're a carpenter or obviously a hockey player. And right now, you know, we got to find that joy again for each other. And normally that comes with better results. So it will. It just will.
Sean Henry is with us. I want to end on a positive note. Monday is going to be an extremely special day for the franchise when I call him the architect, David Poile, goes into the Hockey Hall of Fame, and then the first homegrown Preds-created superstar in Shea Weber goes into the Hall of Fame. How awesome is that going to be from your perspective, having worked with both of them for so long?
Yeah, I'm just so excited. I really am. You know, the parties are going to be great, but I'm going to have a really cool seat with my wife to kind of sit back and just look at David and Shay, just enjoy what they created, all their hard work, what they did get to where they are. It's incredible. You know, I've been to the ceremony before, but I've never been in the upper trophy room, if you will, where the presentations, maybe where the induction actually happens for the ceremony. And I said earlier, I go to a Hall of Fame, I'm like a 12-year-old kid again. I get so excited. You know, I'm going to be up there with Terry Crisp, too, walking through the hall with him is always fun. You know, you just ask him questions nonstop. You talk about wormholes or rabbit holes. That's it for me. So I'm so excited. I know it sounds a little corny, but I'm just so proud of both of them. And the fact that Shea is going in as a Pred just speaks volumes for what he created here. And what he did on the ice is incredible. What he did in the international game is amazing. But what he did for us, and I'm over at Vanderbilt right now, what he did with the 365 fund and what he did with Best Buddies and what he did every single day to lift Smashville up made him a Hall of Famer before he even got the call. So it's going to be a great, great weekend. But hopefully it's a weekend that we're celebrating a win on Saturday and we're in the middle of a win on Monday as well.
Yeah, let's hope. I really feel like this thing is going to turn around. And, hey, maybe the good juju coming out of the Hall of Fame will certainly help that. Sean, appreciate you. Appreciate your accountability and your honesty. And let's get this thing turned around.
I appreciate it, guys. And again, Joe, enjoy that baby, man. It's the best thing in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, our lives follow each other. You know, our kids got married about the same time.
That's right.
Our other kids are graduating both this year. It's fun. It's the best news in the world.
So absolutely. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
See you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. We'll react to some of the things he had to say, and I'll give you kind of some of my thoughts with the Preds and what's happening right now. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.